Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. We bless the name of the Lord, beloved. Job chapter 40. I am the Lord all-powerful. I am the Lord all-powerful, but you have argued that I am wrong. Now you must answer me. Job said to the Lord, "Who am I to answer you? I did speak once or twice, but never again." Then out of the storm, the Lord said to Job, face me and answer the questions I ask. Are you trying to prove that you are innocent by accusing me of injustice? Do you have a powerful arm and a thundering voice that compareth mine? If so, then surround yourself with glory and majesty. Show your furious anger. Throw down and crush all who are proud and evil. Wrap them in grave clothes and bury them together in the dusty soil. Do this, and I will agree that you have won this argument. Be blessed in the name of the Lord for his word. And as we come to you tonight to proclaim Jesus Christ through the world, we just want to share with you that we strongly believe in the Great Commission. According to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Beloved Christians, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have a commitment to the Lord to submit to his calling and to respect his command. So let us go forth together and preach his word to every corner of the earth. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. All hail the power of Jesus Christ. What a mighty God we serve. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come into your presence, Lord, to lift you up and to magnify you and to glorify you, my Father. Lord, I thank you for this great privilege and this opportunity to share your word with your people, Father. I pray, O God, that your Holy Spirit will take full control of this program tonight, and that my flesh will decrease. Help me that ego will not come in the way. As I submit to you tonight, Father, I need to hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
The song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
We give you all, we give you all.
you are.
Think of the heavens your hands have made, and of the moon and stars you put in place. Then I ask, why do you care about us humans? Why are you concerned for us weaklings? You made us a little lower than you yourself, and you have crowned us with glory and honor. You let us rule everything your hands have made, and you have put all of it under our power, the sheep, the cattle, and every wild animal, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and all ocean creatures, our Lord and ruler. Your name is wonderful everywhere on earth, and I love you, Lord. I bless your holy name, and I thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name, O Lord.
Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty. Raise your voice.
Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name. Tonight, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you tonight. And we bless you. You, Lord, are my protector. Rescue me and keep me safe from all who chase me, or else they will rip me apart like lions attacking a victim, and no one will save me. I am innocent, Lord God. I have not betrayed a friend or had pity on an enemy who attacks for no reason. If I have done any of this, then let my enemies chase and capture me. Let them stomp me to death and leave me in the dirt. Get angry, Lord God. Do something. Attack my furious enemies. See that justice is done. Make the nations come to you as you sit on your throne above them all. Our Lord, judge the nations. Judge me and show that I am honest and innocent. You know every heart and mind, and you always do right. Now make violent people stop, but protect all of us who obey. You, God, are my shield, the protector of everyone whose heart is right. You see that justice is done, and each day you take revenge. Whenever your enemies refuse to change their ways, you sharpen your sword and string your bow. Your deadly arrows are ready with flaming tips. An evil person is like a woman about to give birth to a hateful, deceitful, and rebellious child. Such people dig a deep hole, then fall in it themselves. The trouble they cause come back on them. Their heads are crushed by their own evil deeds. I will praise you, Lord. You always do right. I will sing about you, the Most High God, the Lord Most High. you bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. Last week, we started the lesson, Preparing to Engage the Enemy. And this week, we will conclude that lesson. Amen. We just want to bless God and just give Him the glory. And as we prepare our hearts and our mind to share this lesson with you tonight, we want you to understand that in spiritual warfare, we have to make sure that we're in right standing with God. Two battlegrounds. The enemy wages his war against humanity on two battlegrounds. The first is the battle of your mind. The enemy has declared war on your mind. The battlefield that the war is waged is in your mind and the minds of humanity. But the manifestation of the victory or loss comes in the natural realm. When we accept the enemy's imagination, lying visions for our lives, we lose, and thus failure, lack, poverty, sickness, etc., is manifested in the natural realm. The enemy influences the mind of both Christians and unbelievers, causing them to do things that are outside of God's will by accepting his imaginations. The first battleground is inward toward the individual Christian, but the Christian's second battleground is outward regarding what the enemy is doing and who the enemy is affecting around you. These are our battles against spirits that influence the people around us. When Jesus Christ was in the wilderness being tempted, it was spiritual warfare. The enemy was assailing his mind to steal the victory that Jesus Christ was called to win. While Jesus Christ was using his spiritual weaponry, casting down imaginations, not accepting the enemy's suggestions, and repelling the enemy with the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. And let us take a look at Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 15, which states, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a high pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the regions round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Beloved, the devil was contesting with Jesus Christ because he knew that Jesus' victory over the flesh would cause him to move in the power of the Spirit. Your battle is not against people, beloved. It's not against flesh and blood. As the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, which says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Knowing that our battle is not against flesh and blood, we should no longer respond to people that the enemy is using if they are the originator or target of our battle. Christians must learn to deal with and engage our real enemies, which are devils that hide behind and use people. Beloved, no spiritual war can be waged or won battling in the flesh, fighting against the manifestation that we see or in who we see. We are often battling what the enemy is doing and who is doing them through, rather than the enemies themselves, which must be done spiritually and not naturally. Even though the enemy uses the flesh of others to come to us, we yet must not respond to them or what they are doing against us in the flesh. As Christians, beloved, we must learn to crucify the flesh in order to identify and confront our real enemies in the power of the Holy Spirit and be victorious. Not only does the enemy wage war against you through the flesh of other people, but he wages war against our emotions and desires for the purpose of trying to get our flesh to respond. We battle against demonic spirits that try to cause us or our defeat through our flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21 says, "This I say then, walk in the flesh, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." In verse 7, we see the word lusted, which implies wars or battles against. The enemy tries to get your flesh to be in opposition to the Spirit of God. If you yield to the desires of carnal man, you will not be able to war in the Spirit, beloved. You must also be careful that you are not in emotions when you battle the enemy. The devil will try to get you upset over an issue with the purpose of making you angry, perhaps causing you to sin and lose your position of righteousness, thus disqualifying you from victory in warfare. The Bible tells us to be angry, but not to sin in our anger. If you are a carnal or fleshy Christian, then you cannot victoriously wage war, because it is a spiritual battle. The more you crucify the flesh, the more you become aware of spiritual things. Beloved children of God, you must crucify the flesh for this level of spiritual authority. Most Christians don't see victories because they have not learned how to battle in the place that true victories are won. Victories are not won by us protecting, convincing people to agree with us, or natural wars, rather in the spiritual place of warfare. The lack of spiritual success that we see in our personal lives and churches, from pastors' inability to get people to come to their churches, to having to use carnal things to get people to attend services, is usually due to the fact that we are fighting a spiritual battle and trying to accomplish spiritual things in the natural realm. You may convince people to come to church on Saturday, but later that day, the enemy is waging a war against their minds, causing them not to honor their word to come. You must not get angry at them for not coming. Just begin to come at the spirits that have caused them not to come, and that hinder them from receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. In your personal life, beloved, the same principle applies. If you don't have enough money to get by, and you know that the Word of God has promised you that God will supply all of your needs by Christ Jesus, then you should know that there is a spiritual hindrance to your needs being met. Either there is an open door of sin in your life, and or the enemy is warring to keep you impoverished and discouraged. Don't let the enemy beat you up anymore, beloved. Having done all to stand, I encourage you to stand. Take your weaponry and declare the name of Jesus Christ against the enemy and drive him out of your lives. It is important that you understand that you don't just jump out and start fighting without fasting or without first making sure that you are equipped and qualified through righteousness to contend with the enemy. If you don't prepare, he will expose your sin and use them as a doorway to further hurt you and put you in bondage. The first place that you get qualified to go to war against the enemy is by submitting to God. There are a lot of Christians today that are not submitted to God. Rather, they obey God when they think that it has some immediate benefit for themselves. They are full of open doors for the enemy to use to destroy their lives and true godly purposes. Beloved, I want to share some things with you tonight. One, truly accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and live for Him. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior and live for Him. Two, confess and repent. Turn from all known sin and unknown sin, asking God to forgive you in Jesus' name. This causes us to be in a righteous position. Righteousness is a prerequisite to warfare. Fill yourself with the Word of God. Study it. Memorize it. Confess it and believe on the Word of God. Beloved, do not take spiritual warfare lightly. If you are living in sin, including gossiping, lying, unforgiveness, fornication, etc., then you need to repent and stop singing. It does not matter your position or title, for the enemy respects righteousness through Jesus Christ and not a title. If you do not repent, then you will give the enemy a huge doorway to counterattack you. His counterattack can be devastating. Get holy, beloved, then battle the enemy. There are no exceptions to this principle. You may not acknowledge your true spiritual conditions, but the enemy sees it. Beloved children of God, you must always remember that your weapons of warfare are not carnal. The enemy will always try and get you to fight a carnal or flesh fight. Don't, beloved. You must also remember and know that you have complete authority over the enemy. And let us take a look at Luke chapter 10, verses 18 through 19, which says, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, beloved." Know that you have authority over the enemy. You have the power over the enemy. When you speak in command in faith, they must obey your authority. Beloved, I would like to share with you steps to engage in warfare. And I encourage you to write to me at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Number one, to God, who will give you direction regarding what spirits you are dealing with, and ask him to move on your behalf. Two, fast. Fasting subjugates and helps crucify the flesh, causing the spirit man or woman to be dominant. Cast on imaginations. The first battle that you must win is that of your mind. This releases faith. Supporting scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5. Bind and loose. Command the devil to loose his hold on things and bind him off from off things. Cast out and rebuke demons or devils in Jesus' name. After you have bound and cast out the enemy, be patient, for the result of your victory will soon begin to manifest. Be consistent and disciplined to continue in each era you're warring or battling for. Be patient and don't waver, for breakthrough is coming, beloved. Praise God for what he has done, for the victory that is being wrought through you, for his power, and for whatever you have been warring for. Although most Christians never come to the place wherein they have the proper level of faith and consecration to adequately conduct spiritual warfare, you will, beloved. Your failures are behind you. You will war and win. In spiritual warfare, you do not win the battle. Rather, you stand on the word of God. By acting in obedience to the word and the results of the ultimate victory that Jesus Christ won on the cross at Calvary is manifested in your lives, in every warfare battle you engage in. The devil has been and is yet trying to steal the result of Christ's victory from manifesting in your lives. He wars against your flesh in the word of God to steal victory after victory from you. He uses natural circumstances to steal your faith. God has given you scripture after scripture to use to cast down the devil's warfare imaginations. If you would act, think on, and believe God's promises, casting down the enemy's imaginations, then you will be victorious. Battle after battle, fight after fight with the enemy. God bless you, beloved. Don't just stand there. Go and war a good warfare. Engage the enemy. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. I encourage you, beloved, to write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And we will gladly respond to any question that you may have regarding spiritual warfare. Father, we thank you once again, and we bless your holy name tonight, and we glorify you tonight for this lesson. We pray that it will be a blessing to all those who have listened, and we give God the glory, Lord Most High.
From the heights of the heavens,
your name be praised.
From the hearts of the weak,
from the hearts of the weak.
living in the New York area or you're visiting, I extend an invitation to you to join us in fellowship of the House of Christ Ministries at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. Service begins at 12 noon on Sundays, prayer meeting at 7:30 on Thursdays, Bible studies at 7 p.m. on Fridays, and at 10:15 we have the prayer conference call. Amen. So we just want to encourage you once again to join us as we fellowship. And starting Tuesday, June 16th, we will commence the spiritual enrichment teaching, How to Hear the Voice of God. You could write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 3030, the House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And we are looking forward to either seeing you or hearing from you. God bless you as we continue on this journey. Almighty God we serve. We shall behold him, my Savior and Lord. God bless you all. I pray that tonight's teaching was a blessing to you. God bless you and good night.